whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Pat says this game comes down to number 3. Of course it does. It comes down to quarterback play. Do we have faith that Russell play a good game? Because the last 4 haven't been great. Not all on him. I actually thought he played well against the Ravens, except for 2 plays. The fumble near the goal line. And the pick 6 at the end is just unforgivable. I can forgive the fumble at the goal line. You're trying to make a play.
Right.
You're a winner. I didn't have a problem with the decision. I had a problem with the result. I had a problem with the decision on the pick 6. But these 4 games are averaging 14.5 points. Do we have faith that playoff Russ can be playoff Russ in this game?
Yes. But is it going to be enough? Like, Russ can be playoff Russ, but can everybody else match his mentality? I don't know. Like, can the offensive line hold up? Can George Pickens bring his A game? Can Calvin Austin make that one big play? Can Pat Freiermuth catch the football? Can Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren do their thing? Like, everybody else has to play playoff Russ football, too, for them to win. So if playoff Russ plays playoff Russ, I don't know if it's going to be enough.
They got a block. And I feel like I'm just beating a total dead horse with this. But he's been sacked 12 times in the last 3 games. And how many times have we seen him throw the ball away? It's at least 3 times a game.
Yep.
4 times a game. Scramble.
Early.
Get out of there. Throw it away. Because some combination of no one open and pressure. I mean, it's hard to find pressure stats against the Steelers. I'd imagine they're not good. And part of that is why you see the Steelers run the ball the way they do and try to control the line of scrimmage and down and distance, because they don't feel confident they can get an obvious passing downs and, A, protect, but then, B, execute and have enough weapons, enough options to overcome the coverages you get in those situations. So, again, you go back to Arthur Smith. Oh, his play calling is predictable. What hand is he dealt? Can they block? What situations are they in? And then when they have to drop back and throw it, do they have enough options? And they had options to get other options this offseason. Didn't do it. And so, it's on Russ. Ultimately, he's got to be the equalizer in this game. But Dorn's right. It's 11 guys. It's not one. But the one has the ball in his hands on every play.
Do you think?
Do I think he's going to play well? No. No, I don't. Because I don't know that they're going to put him in a position to succeed, throwing on early downs, things like that. And I've just seen so much bad play overall these last 4 weeks, like you guys are saying, that I can't trust that when he does the right thing, the play is going to be made. And then how does that look? How does that spiral? I mean, through everything last Saturday, they had a chance to win that football game.
Mm-hmm.
And you complete one pass at the end to George Pickens, and you win. And he didn't. And I think he would never admit this, but when you're running for your life half the game, and when guys aren't making plays for you, like even a play on third down that got broken up, that was to, what's his name? The Van Jefferson. He's 4 yards beyond the sticks. Run to the football. Come back to the football. Right. He didn't come back. His dad's a wide receiver coach.
Your $48 million tight end also dropped a...
He did. He did. I don't think they win the game, though. I think the clock
got a chance.
I think the clock is done.
Make the play.
But yeah, absolutely make the play.
Make the play.
Make the play. You're right about that. He did make that throw after all the crap happened,
mm-hmm.
which is the bigger point. You're right. He did make that throw. If you would have asked me when they were 10-3, how do you feel about Russ going into the playoffs? I'm over the moon. I'm feeling great. I just can't get the taste of the last 4 games out of my mouth.
Do you put that on George being out at all?
Because, there's all kind of rhythm stuff,
because,
right?
You know, I mean, what? They started losing games, really, whenever George was on. I know they had the gauntlet of a scheduled 3 games in 11 days, but George, what? I mean, he got hurt when they were 10-3, right?
Yeah, and I think the same can be said about the defense and the injuries that they faced. Like, there's all these miscommunications. You got guys in and out of the lineup. I'm not excusing it, but those things matter.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Absolutely.
Especially when you're playing really good opponents.
Yeah. And part of me wants to think, if I'm going the optimistic route, If Najee Harris doesn't fumble the ball against Philadelphia, are you going down and tying that game?
I mean, probably.
Probably.
You're right there. And then what happens? If Russ doesn't fumble against the Ravens, you're going up 14-7 in the second quarter of that football game. You were down 7 when he threw the pick 6. And you had nobody on defense in that game. You didn't have George Pickens. So if you want to formulate an argument to be optimistic, I can see it. I can see it. But now you're trying to recapture what you were instead of you're just going in knowing, okay, this is who we are. We got confidence. We're playing well. Now you got to go recapture it. That's got to be hard. That's got to be tough.